Let's open our Bibles this morning to John chapter 3. And verse 16. And we read this particular scripture. We may add, or minimally, we read John 3:16. This is something the Lord put in our hearts to do, and so we do. And it has changed our hearts. And we encourage you to read along. If you don't have a Bible, look on with your neighbor. And we just invite you to read along with us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I'm going to read verse 17 and 18. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And I'm going to read Psalm 119, 130. You don't have to turn there, I will read it. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It, the word, giveth understanding unto the simple. And I like the Amplified. It says, the entrance and unfolding of your words give light. Their unfolding gives understanding, discernment, and comprehension to the simple. And there's another particular translation. It says, as your word unfolds, it gives light. So that's a revelation, that's a revealing, that's an unfolding. And as we continue to listen, as we continue to feed, what comes by hearing? Faith 10:17, it says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I'm sorry, Romans 10:17, what did I say? Faith. Yeah, I got faith on my mind. Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so as the word of God is fed into our spirits, the unfolding of it, as we receive it, the revelation of it brings light. Amen. Now today, I wanted to just touch and start with some foundational scriptures. The Lord has put one particular, and I'm going to build to that today, but he's put a word in my heart for today that I want to get to. And so we're going to work towards that objective today. And I think the first question, and of course, since a lot of us have been around the word of faith teaching, or teaching, I would put it this way, that teaches that it is God's will to heal. But that's not always the case with everyone. And even those that know that it's God's will to heal sometimes question, they'll say it this way, well, my situation, you know, maybe, just maybe it's not God's will for me to be healed. Maybe. You know, maybe it's something, and it's not God's will. You need to be sure and convinced. I know Brother Hagin used to say this all the time as he ministered to folks. People that were on death's door, people that were in the ministry, people who were active and bearing fruit, he would say, get healed. Why don't you just believe God for your healing and then leave? Don't leave sick. Don't leave diseased. Believe God for your healing, and then if you want to leave, go right ahead. Just transition out of your body and leave. And I'm of that thinking that it is God's will for us to be healed, because the word says so. And we'll highlight those particular scriptures. We do not question God's will concerning salvation. We don't question that. We're absolutely convinced that we're going to heaven. And one of the reasons, first of all, you bear witness. You know there's something changed inside of you. You know that your spirit man has been changed. You're not the same as you were before. You don't have the same likes. You don't have the same passions. You don't have the same desires that you did before. And so there's no question in your mind that you're saved. And there's no question that it's God's will for you to be saved. He said he desires that none would perish, but that all would come to salvation. And God sent his son here in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, for who? Not for him, but for all mankind, all mankind, from now until forever. Everyone. And so, not just those who we think should receive and those who shouldn't, it's for all mankind. He became sin. And that means he became sickness. And he bore those sins and those sicknesses and took them to hell and paid the price for you and me and every man. But it's faith in God that activates that in our lives. And so the will of God, and again, we know these things. How are we going to find out what the will of God is? How are we going to find that out? You're going to find it out in the Word of God. This sounds kind of basic, so don't go asleep on me, because we're going to move to a place where you need to be awake, and you don't want to miss that. But we know God's Word is the will of God, and we don't question God's will concerning our salvation. But there are folks who will question God's will concerning the healing in their body. For whatever reason, there could be a myriad of reasons, but when someone begins to find out what the Word of God says for something, what comes based on that? Faith comes. So when someone doesn't know what the will of God is, then there's no faith for that, is there? No. So one has to have faith in God's word in order to appropriate which is promised, right? So we know, because today what's happened is sometimes people will test. When I say test, they'll pray, and if something happens, they'll say that's the will of God. But if it doesn't happen, they'll say, well, I guess it wasn't God's will after all. There must be a reason. And people do that not just for healing. They'll do that for a lot of things. They'll get a job and it doesn't go through and they'll say, well, I guess it wasn't God's will. Isn't that true? People do it all the time. Or whatever it is. I was looking, believing God for money. Maybe he didn't want me to have that. That's silly. Because what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it and you shall have it. And it also says in James that you ask and receive not because you consume it upon your own lust. Now, if you're consuming something upon your own lust and only you would know that, then maybe you won't receive. But healing is not that. Healing is once and for all settled. Himself took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses, and with his stripes I have been healed. And folks will go, well, I don't feel healed. I don't look healed. You're not. You're not healed in the natural. But faith in God's word activates the power of God to change the natural. Why would you believe God for something that you already have? You don't. You call that which is not. He called into existence light. Why would he have to do that if light already existed? He wouldn't. Why would you have to believe God for something that already existed? You don't. You're believing God for something promised by God, and when you believe and it's mixed with faith, faith is released, the power of God is released in your physical body, and it changes it. It's quickened by the life of God, the power of God. And it changes that which you see in your body, which isn't healed. So when somebody says, you don't look healed, I don't feel healed, guess what? In the natural, I'm not. But I'm believing God, and his power has been released in my body, and it's working. So even when somebody says to you, you don't look healed, well, in the natural, I'm not, but God's power is at work in my body, changing it, changing it, changing my body. Little by little, little by little, little by little. When you take medicine, do you go, boop, done? No, nobody. I don't know of any medicine that does that. Do you? You take a pill and boop, you don't need to take another one. Boy, I can tell you the drug industry would not be too happy. They're trying to make pills and drugs that you wake up in the morning, take a drug. Go to sleep, take a drug. They want you to take drugs all the time. But the point is that the drugs work and are released and are working in your body to either control or change the conditions. How much more God's word? Why not give it a chance to work? Why not work God's word? Why not feed upon it like medicine, which it says it is, and let it work, and let it work, and let it work? Because if you take enough of God's word long enough, like medicine, it'll change you. If you take enough of God's word long enough, it'll change the condition. So don't be concerned about the condition. Feed upon the remedy. Feed upon the word of God. Keep feeding, keep feeding, keep feeding. And it will eventually change your condition. Because it is the will of God. And if I take enough of the will of God, it's going to change me and my condition. We just need to give it a chance. We need to feed upon it and not just say, okay, I took a little bit. You don't take, if the doctor prescribes medicine for you, whatever that is, I can tell you most times it's not once a day. It's more than that. And depending on the condition, they may have you taking it constantly through the day to control and to change the condition. Well, they hope to change the condition. And a lot of times, all it does is maintain. But I thank God that God's word will change and completely eradicate the condition. And a lot of us have experienced that. And you know, I was thinking about this morning. I read a little bit about these types of things. And those that have gone through any kind of a physical challenge, I'm talking about a serious physical challenge, that have had, let's just use Well, it could be anything. It could be a heart problem. It could be a cancer issue. But most times when medical doctors administer those extreme measures, if you read today, the doctors are finding that even natural complementary things help those processes better than just the medical extreme things that they apply, when they're now learning that when you take and add some other complementary things, some natural things, it actually helps the medical procedure. Am I right? Any doctors or medical people in here, am I saying an untruth? Yes or no? I'm saying an untruth? Maybe I didn't make the question clear. Okay. But the point is that how much more? Let's take this. And even if you had to go through some medical, this can be your complementary administration right here. This can complement. It's greater. So I don't like to call it complementary. It's greater. But I take this and feed upon this and feed upon this and feed upon this and feed upon this. And it's going to drive out that which the doctor might be administering. You take enough of God's word long enough, it's going to change the conditions. It has to. He sent his word and healed them. And that particular scripture, let me just read that to you in some other translations. Let me just jump here a second. Psalm 107, verse 20, said, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Now, the New Living Translation said, he spoke and they were healed, snatched from the door of death. The BBE, or the Bible in Basic English, he sent his word and made them well and kept them safe from the underworld. See, that which has been exerted upon us from the underworld, we're kept safe by his word. We're kept safe. So the point is, just the same way, let's keep working the word. Keep feeding upon it. Keep feeding upon it and let it work in us. You know, when we say, when we release or we dismiss, what do we say sometimes? The word that I've heard is working mightily in me. That's not just a little catchphrase. That's just something where we're releasing our faith, saying the word that I've heard today is working mightily in me. And it will work. So we need to give God's word a chance. But we first need to find out what his will is. And one of the things that we're familiar with, you can turn here. This is Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. It says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may do what? Prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Who has to prove it? See, it's not what God can do. God is all powerful. He could heal everybody in this world instantly, just like that. No sickness, no disease, nothing. Same way with salvation. But we have to do what? Receive him. We have to receive him as Lord and Savior. We have to appropriate it by faith. And the same thing applies, which has already been promised to us. Salvation has been promised. Healing has been promised. It's been bought and paid for, but we have to receive it through the Word of God, which is the power of God, the life of God. We have to appropriate it from the Word of God. And it begins to work in us. And here's another thought. We've shared this before. The word of God, that which you hear, is cumulative. So you keep hearing and keep feeding and keep hearing and keep feeding the word of God and the promises of God concerning your healing, and it's cumulative. It begins to expand and grow. And what happens? It unfolds, and then what happens? Bingo. I got it. It's quickened. Life is quickened where? In your mortal spirit. In your spirit. Your immortal spirit. And so our mind has to be renewed, and then we have to test and prove what His will is. We have to test and prove that. And we can determine what the will of God is. And of course, you don't have to turn here, but this another scripture, it says in Ephesians 5:17, "Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." We have to understand what the will of the Lord is. And then when we do, we mix faith with that, and it begins to work in our lives. Now, let's turn over this morning for a few minutes, trying to get to this place here this morning. Let's turn over to Proverbs chapter 4. You know how you write a lot, you have a lot of notes? I have pages of notes here from lessons, but I'm just listening because the Holy Ghost knows you. I don't know you other than by your face, but I don't know inside you. God does. And He knows what it is that is best to share. And so I'm just, hold steady with me here as I'm listening and following His direction. But let's turn to Proverbs chapter 4 and let's begin to look at verse 20 through 23. It says, "My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." And of course, two significant thoughts here. When it says that the word of God is health, if you look some translations, I know the one I have, in the margin it'll say health can be translated as medicine. So the word of God is health or medicine to all of our flesh. And also when it says keep your heart with all diligence, He's not talking about your blood pump. He's not talking about the heart in your body. He's talking about, as they usually refer to the heart, is the core of something. The heart of a tree. It's the core of a tree. It's the heart of man is what? The spirit of man. So we're to keep our heart, our spirit, our inner man with what? All diligence. Now, let me read this in a few translations so we get a little different perspective here. Verse 22 in the New Living, it says, or let me back up. I'll start from 20. "My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart." I like this. "For they bring life to those that find them and healing to their whole body." This is just exactly what the King James says. It's health. It's life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. That means there isn't one thing on your body that can't be changed by the word of God. Somebody will say, "Well, you don't understand, I have this." Well, then what you're doing then is you're saying the Bible is a lie. Because there isn't anything in your body that can't be changed. Everything in your body is subject to what, who's the one that created you? God did. So the words that he has spoken can change that which he's created. And his word is full of life and full of power and can change your body. First of all, because it's the will of God, and second of all, because his word is life and power. And it can change your body. But it's faith in God's word and the consistent listening to it and application of it that begins to change. And so, how many people? I've heard this from doctors. And I'm sure there may be some that have even told you to your face. Why are you coming here and wasting your money if you're not going to do what I told you to do? Has anybody ever heard that conversation before? There's some that have said, if you're not going to apply or do what I tell you to do as a professional, why are you coming? Why are you wasting your money? Well, I'm sure God could say the same thing. Why are you coming and asking for me to heal you when I've already provided the means for it? He sent his word and healed them. So he's already done it. He's just sharing with us that we have to do what? It says here, attend to my words. So we have to attend to them. And we have to incline our ears to his sayings and do what? Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of our heart. And they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. Now, what's interesting is he doesn't even just qualify it and say it's only healing scriptures. It's all scripture. All scripture has life and health in it. So you could start at the beginning and just read and read and read and it'll change you. I got one amen from Pastor Sarah. Amen. This is the Amplified Translation. It says, my son, attend to my words. I like what the Amplified does. It expands a little more. The Amplified says, my son, attend to my words. Consent and submit to my sayings. Ooh. Boy, that kind of makes it a little plain, doesn't it? Consent and submit to my sayings. Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart. For they are life to those that find them, healing and health to all their flesh. All your flesh. And just, I don't want to get ahead of myself. Just hold steady. It says, keep and guard your heart with all vigilance, and above all that you guard, above all that you guard, for out of it flow the springs of life. Well, there's so many good translations. This is the New English Bible. This is the New English Bible translation. This is verse 23. Listen to this. Guard your heart more than any treasure, for it is the source of all life. Guard your heart, whatever treasure you have, whatever it is. The writer here says, guard your heart more than any treasure. For out of it says, for it is what? The heart is the source of life. What is your heart? Your heart is the source of life. What? Life to your flesh. And Just hold steady here, and let's turn over to Proverbs 18. I'm kind of jumping ahead here a little bit. Proverbs 18 and verse 14. Proverbs 18 and verse 14. And it says, guard your heart more than any treasure, for out of it is the source of life. Now, Proverbs 18, 14 says, the spirit of man, who? Spirit of man. He's not talking about the spirit of God. He said, the spirit of man will do what? Sustain his infirmity. Oh, so the spirit of man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? Now, let's listen to that in some other translations, which may expand upon that a little bit. The Amplified says, the strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain or trouble. Ah, see, the spirit of man, Amplified says, the strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain and trouble. So what does that mean? You need to have your spirit kept strong. Because when it becomes weak, it cannot sustain bodily pain or trouble. It can't. The life of the flesh is going to come out from the spirit of man. Well, you say, well, I don't know about that. Well, let me ask you. You ever see somebody die? When they die and their spirit leaves their body goes, whoop, no life in it. There's no life in this physical body when the spirit of the man leaves. Is that correct? So the life of this flesh comes from the spirit. So it would behoove us to keep the inner man strengthened. I could go 100 ways here, but let's keep on track. So what is going to keep us through physical attack, even through weakness or bodily pain? What is going to keep us through that? A strong spirit. A strengthened spirit. Listen to this in the New Living Translation. This is good. The human spirit can endure a sick body. But who can bear it if the spirit is crushed? So the spirit of man can endure a sick body. But a wounded spirit, a crushed spirit, a weak spirit, who can endure? Can't. And a lot don't. So, for us, see, it's the deception. I'm all right. Everything's okay. Everything's great. I'm doing great. And folks don't come to church. They don't read their Bible. They don't feed on God's word. And then bang. And then bang, 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 bang. Let me ask you, any medical people in here today? Raise your hand. Medical people. Raise them up big. Okay, I'm going to say something. And you tell me if I'm off base. In the natural, you have germs and all kinds of stuff in your body now. You may even have diseases going on in your body right now. But when your immune system is strong, what does it do? It fights it off.
And you're like, it could be going on all the time. You don't even know it. But you feel strong and you feel vibrant. But there could be disease, bacteria, all kinds of stuff deadly in your body right now. But your immune system is strong. And it eradicates it. It fights it off. It kills it. Oh. So when my spirit is strengthened and fed and built up, bang. Amen. It drives sickness and disease out of the body. Man, please don't listen to people that say, I don't believe that. I believe it. Please don't listen to that. Because the doctors are now just beginning to find out about the spirit of man and the life that's in it. And they're beginning to find out that people who keep this strong, keep a merry heart. Where is that? In your head? A merry heart in the heart is like a medicine. Come on now. So, when we keep our spirit strong, in the New Living it says, a cheerful heart is good medicine. The Amplified, a happy heart is good medicine and a cheerful mind works healing. Hallelujah. So when we begin to keep this word built up and nourished and fed in our body, we're going to drive sickness and disease out. How? It's cumulative, little by little, step by step by step. Just the same way people are taking aspirins and Advils and all this stuff and all the other kind of conglomerate of stuff that make change in your body, you're going to have the same results, and they are incorruptible. That has to change. It must change your body. Faith in God's word works. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, one of the things, turn to 1 Timothy. You just got a few minutes. Turn to 1 Timothy. We're talking about keeping a strong spirit, keeping your spirit man nourished. First Timothy chapter 4. And let's look at verse 6. It says, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ. What? 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 Nourished, nourished, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine. Where are we nourished? In our spirit man. We're nourished and strengthened whereunto thou hast attained. Now listen to the New Century Version. By telling these things to the brothers and sisters, you will be a good servant of Christ, a good servant of Christ Jesus. You will be made strong by the words of faith and the good teaching which you have been following. You will be made strong. Where? In your spirit man. And it will drive out sickness and disease and will change your circumstance. You've just got to give it a chance. You've got to work it. Keep working it. Give it as much chance as you're giving the doctors. Because they don't have all the answers. They're limited. And please, please, please don't say, well, the doctor said. The doctor said it's impossible. I believe in God. And His word has promised me that if I would attend attend unto his words, and incline mine ear unto his sayings, and let them not depart from mine eyes, but keep them in the midst of thy heart, they would be what? Life and health to some of my flesh. No, all of it. So we have an eternal promise from God that if we just do this, it'll drive it out. It'll fix it. It'll cure it. And I believe, I don't have it here. I laugh. I was going to say, I got my computer with me over here. You know, I got my computer over here, but I'm not going to look it up. But healing, doesn't healing convey restoration? Doesn't it? Healing, is that instant, or does it mean something that's restorative? It's step by step, step by step, step by step, step by step. There's a process involved. Absolutely. And so let's give God's word a chance, but what I'm saying is keep your spirit strong. Keep it nourished up. Don't be deceived into thinking, I'm all right, everything's fine. Everything's fine until you get hit upside the head with some conditions that you weren't prepared to deal with. But when you keep your spirit strong, you will be prepared. You will be prepared to handle it, just like your immune system. Your immune system, when it's kept strong, is always on guard. But see, when we don't keep our inner man strong, when things happen, guess what? We're not prepared. And then we're scrambling. That's not the time to scramble. I mean, you have to do what you got to do. And God is merciful. He is a God of mercy. Even when we're not doing what we should be doing. But when we know some things, let's correct them. Let's spend more time. I'll say it this way. If you are in here today, or you're listening or watching by tape or DVD or internet, if you have a condition in your body and you've got something that's taken the very life out of your body, you don't have time not to read and feed. You don't have time to read the newspaper and watch television. What's more important? What does it say? Guard your heart more than any treasure. More than any treasure. Is television more of a treasure? Is the newspaper more of a treasure? No. Is your job or business more of a treasure? No. So his word is our treasure. He is our treasure. Let me just finish with this one thought. Turn over to Matthew. Matthew 13. And while you're turning there, I'm going to read this one scripture. We're very familiar with it. It says, I can do all things, what? Through Christ, which what? Strengtheneth me. Where are you being strengthened? In your inner man. And he says, I can do all things through Christ. Who is Christ? Who is Christ? He's the Word. I can do all things through the Word which strengtheneth me. So it's the Word that strengthens me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Matthew 13. You know the story here in verse 18, starting in verse 18, talks about the parable of the sower. But I want you to look at, this is the word that the Lord gave me yesterday. I wasn't just heard it. I heard him, I heard it down here in my spirit. I heard him say, this is all I heard him say, the cares of this world choke the word. And I said, ooh, uh-huh. So in light of this, the cares of this world can choke the word which you've sown in your heart, can choke it and make it not productive, and can affect you, the strength of your heart. So look here, it says, verse 22, he also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches does what? Choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. So don't let, I'll just say it this way, don't let the care of a sickness, don't let it enter in and choke the word that has been sown in your heart. You understand my point? Don't let the care of that enter in and choke the word. You keep strong in your spirit, man, by feeding on the word, and don't let it enter in. It's going to try. It will try to make you concerned. But don't let that seed enter in. Does that ring a note with anybody? And that can be, doesn't have to be just healing. It can be any care. You let that seed in and you water it and you water it, it's going to produce something. And you're not going to like the results. It'll choke the word of God. I'm going to finish. That's it for today. But I believe there's enough here that you can take and begin to make some adjustments in your life. Make some corrections. And if you're already doing it, keep going. Keep doing it. Keep your spirit man strengthened and strong. Guard your heart above any treasure that you have, for out of it comes the life. Now, when you think about it, see, God's word is life. It's the power of God. But it's God's life that gets into our spirit that touches this flesh body and gives it strength. So it's imperative that we keep our hearts strong. And when we don't, it can affect us in a whole lot of ways. You see people who get concerned, they get depressed, they have no will to live. They may not even be sick or diseased, but they just don't, they have no desire. They're just, I don't know what's going on. I have no idea. Life is just beating me up. I can't stand it. I don't like living here. I don't like this. I don't like that. I'm just tired. You need to go back and look at, is your spirit man strengthened? You may think, well, it is. Maybe it needs to be strengthened some more. Because those things are going to come. Thoughts are going to come. Situations are going to come. But when your spirit man is strong, it'll fight it off. It'll push it out. It'll say, nope, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You may not feel it, but what does it say? The spirit of man is able to sustain him in bodily sickness and pain, and also other things. It's the very core of our being. And when that gets weak, or weakened, or compromised, then it can affect us in every area of our life. Every area. Not just physical sickness, but in every area. And so, when we find ourselves, every one of us, can make adjustments. Every single one of us can make an adjustment. You know, professionals that are in the sports, they reach a certain plateau and they go, I'm not satisfied. I need to do more. What? To be more productive. To be more fruitful in that which they participate in. Well, we should be doing the same thing. We can do the same thing. So that's what we're to do. Examine ourselves. See if we need to make corrections to do what? Be more fruitful. Amen. Praise God. I trust you got a little something out of that today. And it's something that, you know, I like going to the restaurant. I don't like going to the restaurant and coming out hungry. I like to eat. Maybe not a lot, but I like good food. And so I don't want to be disappointed in a meal. And I believe that God has put something in my heart to just share so that you can take that in little bite sizes and feed upon it and nourish it on that, get it. One of the wonderful things that we've started is the material. There is no excuse, zero excuse, for you not to feed upon the Word of God. We've made the teachings available free of charge. You can download them off the website. You can go into the bookstore. You can get it free. F-R-E-E. So there is no excuse to not feed upon it and feed upon it and feed upon it. And when you do, it'll change you. Faith will come. I heard a story Friday night. It was interesting. One of the members up in Pennsylvania, Pastor Greg and I alternate to go up on Friday nights to conduct prayer service. And we were just sitting and teaching on prayer and just dialoguing and having fellowship, koinonia, just back and forth, wonderful time. And one of the members up there who's a professional, she's a doctor, she's a professional as a clinical or clinician in psychiatry and psychology, she said that some of the teaching that has gone on up there, she said, I'm now, instead of, and this was a great testimony to me, because sometimes professionals in those endeavors, they approach everything from what they know. I know. I know how to handle this. I know how to handle this. And so that's how they approach it, based on their knowledge. Now, she's not puffed up, but she said, lately, within months, now I say lately, not within weeks, months, she's been asking God for wisdom on how to deal with her patients. And she said, when I come in, things, thoughts come up that I would never discuss with them. And it begins to open dialogue with my patients in spiritual matters that I would never have discussed with them. And it's the wisdom of God that's beginning to be given her that she's yielding to. And what she told me is, she's telling her patients, go to our website and download this message. Go to our website and download this message. Go to the website and download this message, and this message, and this message. Why? It's free. And I rejoiced when I heard that, because I said, see, these are things that we're finding out that the Word of God will minister in ways you couldn't even have expected it to. And I'm so thankful that we're putting up all the messages eventually of Pastor Sarah, Pastor Clinton, all the things. You can't teach. You don't have time to teach all of that material over. So that's the wonderful thing about messages that were inspired of God, that they live on like music does. And when it's inspired, it has the same effect 30 years from now. And I just rejoice, and I thank God for it, that this ministry has been blessed with wonderful, inspired, anointed teaching through the years and still affecting lives. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God. Amen. Well, I'm finished for today. Is that enough? You stuffed yet? No. Okay. Well, come back Wednesday. Praise God. Amen. What do we do next? Dismiss and go home. Huh?
Pastor Ed?
Yes.
While we were down at the furniture market last week, we spent the 5 days with the Wilkins.
Hmm.
And Elder Emmett said they were cleaning out a drawer in their den.
Mm-hmm.
And they came across two messages that Elder Anna did back in 1988.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, so they decided to listen to them. And he said it sounded exactly like what they had recently heard from us. You know, he said it was as though it was just coming, you know, out of her brand new.
Fresh.
Yeah, fresh.
Yeah.
He said, because it, she said, he said she sounded just like you at first.
Wow.
Mm. I said, that nicest compliment I could have gotten.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Of course, there are a lot of other things that they do for us when we're down there.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of the things is have a chocolate cake ready when we get there.
But some things don't change.
But yeah. But that really blessed my heart when he said, this message, these two messages were done in 1988, and they sounded brand new. Because it was so fresh.
So fresh, yeah. And that's one of the things, you know, when you hear Pastor Sarah share that, messages that, and we're working as quickly as we can with the staff that we have, converting cassettes to CDs and putting them out on the, you know, the store, and making them available for download for free. But the material that Pastor Sarah and Pastor Clinton did is just as fresh today as it was back then. Because people don't change. Situations don't change. And the revelation is going to be the same. It's not going to change because God's the same. And the solution's the same. So it's a wonderful thing that you can still minister to people the same way and get the same results with the same word. And it's not old. That's why I don't mind putting up the dates. It's actually more of a testimony. Say, wow, they taught this back in 1986. Wow, look at that. Same results. And it's exciting to me. Praise God. Amen.